Next patient is going to be Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Sorry, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name P-R-A-S-A-P-I-K. Date of birth is 8/15/49/76. Let's see. Yeah, this is a 76-year-old gentleman. No, wait, before you do that, let's see. Let's put some, first date is 5/23/25, and then date of birth is 8/15/49. And then we're going to start by saying patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This will be reported to the hospice medical director. And patient is in his seventh benefit period, which goes from 5/23/25 to 7/21/25. Yeah, so then let's start with the 76-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of CVA, dementia, behavioral issues, anxiety, cognitive decline, hypertensive heart disease, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, and history of BPH. Patient is losing weight. His MAC is at 20 centimeter. He was found napping when he was awakened. He was quite confused. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has a left-sided weakness related to his stroke. He requires pain medication around the clock. He has a PPS score of 40%, FAST score of 7A as in apple. Patient also suffers from debility, unspecified weakness, anxiety, depression, which the caretaker tells me has appeared to have worsened, sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. Shortness of breath with even turning in bed, with marked limitation in his activity. In bed and with help in and out of bed, high risk of fall, but most likely not able to walk by himself. Vital signs today were at Ortusa at 89 on Lumiere, has O2 available, respiration is 22, pulse is 100, blood pressure is 160/80. Given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, by the way, the caretaker tells me that he has been on numerous bouts of antibiotic, and he does have, he does require Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, to help with his blood pressure, most likely related to autonomic nervous system dysfunction related to his stroke, which is common in patients with basilar artery stroke. Just say, given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. If I did, forgive me. Last patient, I promise.